Oh, wow. Ooh, that's attractive. Look at that. 69-year-old Raiders owner Mark Davis said his 26-year-old girlfriend didn't know he was a billionaire. She was just attracted to his beautiful smile. Do you believe a word of that? Look at that guy's hairstyle.
Of course she was. I mean, he looks like the you know, let me not even say it.
Well, yeah, he looks pretty horrible.
Yeah, he looks like the tip of something. Anyways, but you know what? It's all about so what's inside?
You know, what's nice for a man is that as long as you have money, you can pretty
You can attract anything.
Like if you're a beautiful girl or a good-looking guy,
yeah,
your time will eventually run out.
Yes, but
you will eventually start looking less attractive.
You will eventually. And you'll start having to heavily depend on your money. And that's only going to attract people who are there for your money. They don't give a shit about you.
That's okay.
Really?
What do you care about
and
their
motivation?
And there
are people who are fine with that. Yeah. Actually, I've been approached quite recently by a number of people who don't look the best. I'm not going to try and help them.
Tell me more.
Because they'll definitely be watching the show.
Okay, carry on.
And they were offering money. They were offering me holidays. One of them actually is actually from Dubai and was like, I have a kink and I want you to help me fulfill this kink. I was like, okay, sure. You know, I just said sure out of like curiosity. Uh-oh. I didn't say sure out of
and
like
what
I
was
want
it?
To
and?
Do. The kink was I God, should I even be saying
yeah,
this?
Yeah, go for it. Go. Let's
okay.
go.
The kink was I want to see two black people. Two black males, do it, and I'm going to pay you.
Wow. So you just got to find another guy, and basically you're on.
Yeah. And I was like,
how much?
So this person asked me how much. And
how much did you say? What's your price?
I said $10,000.
How?
Out of, I didn't want the money. It was out of like I know you're not going to say yes to this. So let me just give you a ridiculous amount so that you can say, okay, never mind. But then a part of me was also like, what if this person actually says, oh, quite reasonable, actually. Here's a deposit. Then what was I going to do, Gareth? Because I wasn't willing to do this from the get-go. That's the thing. But
well, you that would be 190,000 rand.
Hey? Yeah, it'll be a good chunk of money.
And really, you know, when you think about it, if you take the morals and the ethics out, which is a whole discussion, for a couple of minutes,
just like 7 minutes.
Yeah, I mean,
minutes.
Look, you got to do a flight to there and all this other stuff.
Yeah,
but 190 grand for a couple of minutes of actual work
for eight minutes.
Yeah,
7-8 minutes.
Money,
but then the thing is, it might not even be once; it might be multiple times. Either way,
well,
it's a day's work
per time.
Yeah,
you could say, okay, well my bargain basement price is $5,000.
Yeah.
Per time. So if you want us to do it three times, it could make you
it's
even
$15,000 straight up. Actually, I might take this offer on. Actually.
Yeah, I think so.
I might just reduce it maybe to like $5,000.
Of course, not so much fun if you get there and they actually want your kidneys.
Yeah, that's going to be a bit of an issue. That'll be a bit of an issue. But the person does seem like a well-respected person of society.
Well, you see, again, if you've got the money.
Yeah.
You can have all these things.
You can have whatever you want.
You can make people act out a play in the nude.
Yeah.
You can make people climb a wall.
Yes.
You can make them do stupid shit. Yeah, you really can. Like dress up like a parrot and quark.
Yeah. Dress up like a parrot with your phallic out and just quark around like... Just walk around like that. And I will gladly do that.
People have some weird shit, right?
Yeah.
They have some funny
people
kinks.
Are weird. And the thing is, money is what allows them to bring these things out, you know? Because if someone's broke, they're not going to be walking around, yeah, I want to see you banging that person. Oh, yeah. People are going to look at you like you're freaking madman. Like, what is wrong with you?
A broke person
yeah.
can't have kinks.
He's like, go get a job. How about that? Get a job.
So you're saying basically that if you're broke, you should just shut up and work.
Shut up and work if you're broke. If you're rich, have your kinks. Have a good time. Pay much $10,000. Do whatever you need to do. But that's the thing. Also, it reminds me back to Diddy as well. Money is what allowed Diddy to do the things that he did. Without money.
Yeah, but remember all those other people he invited also had money.
Yeah.
I mean, most of them. They were celebrities, right?
That's what enabled them all.
Yeah. So he was just And he's going to take the fall, but he should actually just say, all of these people are involved too.
Yeah, Ellen DeGeneres.
All What's he got to lose?
Yeah.
He should say, these are all the people who came to my Diddy parties.
Mm-hmm.
This is what they were all into. Because then he can just open up the doors and let the sunlight in and clean the place up. Mm. Because he's going to go to jail anyway.
Right? He is anyway.
It looks like it, right?
Yeah.
So he may as well sell all the others. Tell us who was it. Tell us which politicians. Tell us which movie stars. Mm-hmm. Tell us what their weird, freaky shit is so that we can all have a laugh at them and then move on.
The sad thing is, if these people weren't in these positions of power from a financial standpoint, none of them would have ever been involved in any of this.
I mean, who's going to want to be with Ellen DeGeneres?
Ellen DeGeneres would have just been DJing in her back room somewhere. And minding her own business instead of being involved in this horrible stuff that they were doing all together, unfortunately.
All right. Now, I hate to go from something amazing and interesting like MASH being offered money to, you know, participate in kinky stuff. But I want to move back to your fat thing just for a second.
I mean,
my fat tolerance-o-meter is off the charts at this point. But you were called fatphobic by somebody.
Twice, actually.
Okay, so, I mean, I'm used to this, but how did you deal with that? Because you're quite a, I mean, you're not scared. You have, you come on this show and you talk about all kinds of things, which I always admire about you. And really, no one can say that you're boring. And also, no one can say you're hiding anything.
Yeah.
You pretty much put it all out there. So, if you get called fatphobic, what's your response, first of all? Tell us the scenario that this occurred in, and then how you've reacted to it since then.
So it did occur twice. The first time was with a friend of mine. So a friend of mine who is struggling to lose weight a little bit. And
Guy or girl?
It's a girl.
Okay.
Yeah. So she was struggling to lose weight a little bit. And I told her, and she was like, look, I'm still struggling, blah, blah, blah. And I was like to her, just lose the weight.
You've done it.
Yeah, I've done it.
I mean, not that you were obese, but
I was never obese. It's just,
but you, you lost weight. I remember you saying you're going to do this, and within 3-4 months,
I had done it,
thin and skinny,
simple.
Yeah,
yeah. So I just have that mentality now of it was so simple for me, and it should be simple for everyone else. All you have to do is put in the necessary work.
Is it the same though for everybody?
It is the same for everybody, Gareth. People come with excuses about how my body retains water weight. My body, I have PCOS. I have this, I have
that. What's PCOS?
What is PCOS?
I don't know. But sounds revolting.
It's actually a medical condition that causes you to be bloated.
PCOS.
I just don't know
let
what.
Let me just see what it is. Here we go.
Polycystic ovary syndrome.
No, mine says Presbyterian Church in the United States. Or Primary Care Urology Society, or Communist Party of the Soviet Union. That doesn't sound like an excuse to be fat.
That is definitely not an excuse right there.
All right. Okay.
But yeah, people will come up with excuses. And the thing is, being someone who underwent the process, I saw that it's actually easier than people make it out to be. You just have to stop drinking alcohol. Not even stop completely, maybe drink once a week. We live in a country where everybody, every single evening, Netflix, wine, Monday to Monday.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Really?
Monday to Monday.
You think that's what happens?
I don't think. I know that's what happens because they post it on their Instagram stories. I see them every day.
So they're drinking Monday nights?
They drink Monday to Monday. Every single day they're drinking alcohol. There's people out there, they're having Coke instead of Coke Zero. Gareth, you know that by just switching out the Coke with your Big Mac meal, switching it out for a Coke Zero reduces your meal by up to 500 calories. That makes a huge difference.
And you could even leave that out completely and just have a water.
You could, exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
Then you can still enjoy the stuff you want, the burger and the chips, but you don't have to have all that sugar in the drink.
Exactly. So you see somebody having a whole slab of chocolate and they're like, yeah, I'm still going to have lunch later. I'm like, that slab of chocolate was 1,800 calories.
Yeah.
That's more than my calorie intake for the whole day. And you're telling me you're still going to eat more?
So what do you eat in a day?
So in a day, I eat twice a day, just to start off with. I skip breakfast because that whole breakfast is the most important part of meal of the day bullshit. It's all marketing, creative.
Of course it is.
Yeah, it's not real. And so in the day, I'll have For lunch, I like having some sort of potato. I love me a potato.
Okay.
Whether it's baked, fried, I don't care. Just give me put a potato in my mouth. And then I have some sort of chicken, air fried chicken as well. So chicken strips preferably. And that's it. And then for dinner, I will usually make something. Like yesterday for dinner, I made chicken breast, chicken soup. So chicken soup with just breasts.
Yeah, well, winter's coming, so there's a lot of time for soup. But that doesn't sound unhealthy.
Yeah, with rice and sweet potato.
Okay, so you have no sympathy for people who don't know how to lose weight or don't want to.
I have no sympathy.
You think it's easy. So the first friend of yours is a girl who called you fatphobic because of that. Because she's got PCOS or whatever. Yeah.
The second person was someone on Instagram, actually. Oh. So they come in my DMs.
Someone you don't know.
It's someone I've spoken to once before in the past. Hmm. Yeah, not too much history, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, so...
Never know with you. All right.
So they come in my DMs and they respond because I posted a picture recently with shorts on. And they're like, oh, I could just lick you all over.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And I responded...
Is this the same person who offered you the money for the Dubai experience or a different one?
No, this is someone else.
You're setting a lot of thirst traps by the sound of things.
It's not even thirst traps. It's just me sharing my progress. But
okay, so this person is clearly interested in
you. They're like, I'm gonna lick you all over, and I was like, no thanks. Yeah, and they're like, they're like, oh, now that you're skinny, because it's someone does fat. History, but it's history from like long ago
when you were fat,
when I was fat, and we were all fat together. Now we're not fat together.
So your standards were different.
Exactly.
And now this person is still fat. You're not interested.
I'm not interested anymore. Because also, you know, Gareth, when you lose weight and not even just losing weight, but when you live a healthy lifestyle, you want to be with someone who lives a healthy lifestyle.
Absolutely.
You know, it's a bit difficult 100%. Being with someone who wants to eat flaming hot Cheetos and eat McDonald's and whatever all freaking day long while you're at the gym for 2 to 3 hours. It just doesn't correlate. So this person says to me, oh, now that you're skinny, you're now fatphobic. That's what they responded to me. And I was like, no, I'm not fatphobic. You just don't fit my lifestyle now. Back then.
You don't fit anything?
Yeah. I was like, back then, you fit in my lifestyle, you know, because we're both fat. So we could just watch TV and eat. Now, I don't have time for that. I don't. I spend 2.5 to 3 hours at the gym every day. I don't have the time, unfortunately. So they call me fatphobic as well. So I've been called fatphobic twice now. And that's what actually led me down this research hole where I started researching like these fat communities and finding out.
But you don't hate fat people, or you wouldn't, for example, have given your mother and your brother the tip on YouTube who they should be following. Because you're worried about people like that, you know? There's a difference between just being horrible to fat people just for the sake of it, which I think is probably mean and unnecessary.
Yeah, it is.
And bringing the attention to the fact that you don't have to be like this.
Exactly.
This is not a death sentence. You can do whatever you need to do. And I've seen many people get it right. And I think it's hugely inspiring. I will never, ever say anything shitty about a fat person in the gym.
Absolutely ever. Not.
You're in the gym and you're enormous. Good. I will be your biggest cheerleader. I think it's amazing that people go there because it would be, can you imagine how they feel walking in there and you got all these people who are either at a very advanced level of fitness or they're getting into great shape.
The balls you need.
And then you have to go in and you're overweight. Sure. I'm like, I have massive respect.
The balls you need for that. Because even me, Gareth, me to this day, sometimes I feel a bit shy going to the gym. And my body's banging now. And I still sometimes feel a bit shy. So when I see people like that, I'm like, I am thoroughly impressed, especially by the weights.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people are afraid of the weights. They're like, no, it's these big guys. Like, they look at you like you don't know what you're doing or anything like that. And I'm like, yep. If I see somebody big there, I will literally go up to them and give them a big fat high five.
Yeah.
Or a big high five.
Yeah, that's it. The fat high five.
Yeah. So,
all right. Okay. No, I think you're probably dealing with that the right way.
Yeah.
So you mentioned that you went down this rabbit hole of researching all of the stuff, finding out about the, what did you call them? The death fats.
Death fats, infinity fats, and small fats.
And then you obviously have looked into diets and how social media is shaping diets.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're becoming a little bit of an expert in this field now.
Slowly but surely. In fact, one of my friends was like, just go be a personal trainer. I was like, actually, I might just look into that. I think it was a 6-month course. There's no money there, man. Even online. Mm-mm. I can't make money online with it. Mm-mm. I'm too lazy to be in a gym treating people. I want to just do it online for like 30 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, there are people, but most of them are scammers.
Then I'll scam people as well, Gareth. How?
All right. But you know, the funny thing about getting into shape is that no one else can take credit for it.
Yes.
Not even your trainer or your dietitian or whoever else. If you get into great shape, it's all your credit. You get 100%. All the pluses.
Yeah.
And if you don't do it, the blame all falls on you.
Exactly.
So it's such a personal responsibility thing, which is why I always think, on the opposite side of things, if you are the kind of person who looks after yourself and you are in good shape, that takes huge discipline.
It does.
So I'm going to assume a few things about you. I'm going to assume that you're the kind of person who has the ability to have self-discipline.
Mm-hmm. And hold themselves accountable.
And you have goals and you set those goals and you achieve them.
Yes.
You hold yourself accountable. You have the ability to say no to excesses of eating and drinking.
Yes.
And you make sure that you go and train every day, or at least 4 times a week, which I think is respectable.
It's very respectable in my opinion. Because whenever I see somebody fit like that, even when I see guys fitter than me in the gym as well, I was actually talking to this other guy in the steam room. We're having a conversation and it was very interesting because he's very ripped, very, very ripped. And he's like, I actually don't have much of a social life. I used to have the biggest social life. Drinking with friends every Friday, every Thursday, Pooza Thursday. I was just living my best life. And I was like, okay, then what changed? And then he was like, I learned to be alone. I learned how to be alone in my thoughts. And gym helped me out with that. Because when you're at gym, you're not thinking about anything. You may have your headsets on and you're listening to music, but it's the time that your brain finally gets to disconnect from everything that's happening around you. No social media, no Lizzo screaming at you about how fat she is all the time. None of that. It's just you and your own thoughts. And because of that alone time, that even helps you mentally as well. So seeing someone who's fit, when somebody's fit, it shows so much discipline and you get to judge. You actually get to judge them. And
they come out favorably.
Yeah.
Mostly. Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think it's right for us to also show the other side of this, where you get these people whose life, whose whole world is wrapped up in like that gym. And that is sad.
Okay, that's sad.
That's sad. You know, these people have 20 Tupperwares of stuff that they eat every single week and it's always the same.
20. And then they don't drink
and they don't do anything fun.
Yeah.
Spend all of their money on those supplements and things. They haven't got any relationships with other people outside of the gym.
Yeah.
That's pathetic. I'm telling you now, I don't care who fights with me. You're just as bad as those fat ones.
Absolutely.
Fat and fit, only one letter difference.
Only one letter difference.
I think it's balance. Yeah.
It's about balance. But you can tell a lot from just looking at someone. Have you ever just looked at someone and you're like, he drinks beer? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Or you look at someone, you're like, yep, she.
So Congo Chris says, my new security estate has a gym walking distance from my unit. My plan for world domination starts now. Yes.
There we go.
That's good. I think that's awesome.
It's all in the mind.
So, okay, Sports Drop S is here.
What's that?
I fart creatine, sweat protein powder, and pee greatness. Roar. Oh, okay. God. Okay, someone new in the. In the comment section this morning.
There might be, clearly. But protein does make you fart a lot, so.
my great uncle lives in Morocco and spends his days smoking tons of hashish whilst his two sons are really good rugby players back in France.
What's hashish?
Weed.
Oh, okay.
Well, hashish, it isn't exactly the same thing. No. That's called, what is it called? What's the word for the hubbly?
Hookah.
Shisha.
Oh, shisha.
Yeah.
I thought it was a South African word.
No.
Oh, wow.
So that's the word they use. Mash looks so uncomfortable saying breast, says Carl. That's not true. I thought you looked fine saying it. You make losing weight sound so easy. It's not. I've lost 3 centimeters all around, but it's taken strict discipline and exercise, says Donna. Nobody said it was easy. It's not easy. You're not listening to us. Well, you're hearing us, but you're not listening to us. And then here's an interesting thing. Our laws are almost non-existent. We'd rather go with a tour group that is all has all the covered things that we were talking about, Club Med earlier.
Yes.
Locals lack it, but it's just the driving after three joints is tough. That's what Charles says. Yeah, there are lots of comments here about people who've gone on their own weight loss journeys, which is awesome. Marco, who's formerly a fitness model, said, I agree, Gareth. Pencil neck, can't squat a barbell, bitch. You see, when people start talking like this, then I'm like, I zone out.
Yeah, now it's gone a bit too far.
Yeah. Okay, so, yeah, I want fitness advice from panic neck and man boobs. I don't know what you're talking about, dude, but I don't think this is the show for you. I mean, there are other places that you could probably go. Hashish is made from finer crystals on the cannabis plant, Gareth, pressing it together, says Bitcoin. But that's what hashish is.
But wow, okay. Right.
There's something interesting. okay, so here's something that might be useful. Constructive conversations can change minds more effectively than facts alone. So this is now an article that appeared in the news this week. Studies show people misjudge others' willingness to engage in open discussion, and curiosity can help lower defenses. Asking thoughtful questions and sharing personal experiences rather than just presenting statistics is the way you change people's minds. Certainly. That sounds obvious.
Yeah.
But you know how many people you will meet who will immediately go into an argument or a discussion with facts and figures and statistics and knowledge and information rather than going in, asking questions and waiting for other people to try and answer them.
Certainly.
And if they don't have the answer, then you provide them with the answer afterwards. So this is useful. Short, respectful exchanges can shift opinions, proving that meaningful dialogue is key and not the facts of an argument.
Certainly, yes.
And this is exactly the opposite of what you see on social media, especially like X.
Oh, on social media, nobody wants to listen.
No.
It's just an echo. It's an echo chamber. Everybody's just shouting, but nobody's listening.
Right?
Yeah. It's
pathetic. So I think that's obviously something which has come up this week and should be obvious enough.
It should be obvious
to everybody, but it clearly isn't.
Yo.
And then this is interesting too. You know how we talked about, I've never forgotten this story and it still freaks me out, the people who were living in the roof in that one house.
Oh, yes.
And then they'd come out at night and they'd raid the fridge.
Flogging.
I can't remember. Anybody in the comment section might be able to remember. Is it frogging?
Frogging. Oh, yes. PH frogging. Yes, they were frogging.
Frogging. Well done, James. So these people, they live in your roof and then they climb down in the night while you're sleeping and they eat from your fridge and they make a sandwich and then they go back into the ceiling and they live there again. So that's bad, but I don't know if you believe in haunted houses.
No, I don't.
Okay, I don't either. Yeah. But apparently there is a ghost town in the middle of South Africa's richest province. So the Tembisa Extension 25 mega project, which was launched by the city of Ekurhuleni in Gauteng just a while ago, going to provide 3,510 social housing units. The whole thing's been abandoned. So despite 371 million spent, we showed photos of this place a while ago, didn't we? Yeah. Okay. So this is maybe a different one. But intended for Winnie Mandela informal settlement residents, they spent 371 million rand. The site is now in decay. There are no roofs, no doors, no infrastructure. Initially planned for completion by 2024, construction stalled after reaching only 23% of progress by 2020. So all kinds of people are trying to shift the blame. Some money has gone missing. Then there's nothing to show for it. It's an absolute disaster. So it's not a ghost town. Haunted with ghosts, but it's haunted with corruption.
Yeah.
Now that I believe in. That's not like, oh no, that house is haunted, I won't go in. This is like a ghost town made by politicians crooks.
This also sounds quite common in South Africa.
Yep.
Because James thought you were talking about another town, and I was like, there's another one.
So they built these units. You can't see them now on that screen, Mash, but look here. They've built these units, and they're just standing
these
there.
Look cute.
Empty. There's nothing going on.
It looks like
the
a little,
weeds are growing.
Haibo. It looks like a little Bowen property.
And Pumlani's right. It looks like Chernobyl. It looks like it's just been abandoned, which is exactly what has happened.
Yeah.
But the tender was still paid, says Congo Chris.
Ooh, who handled the tender? Was it Edwin Sodi?
Probably it was someone like that. But look at this. How terrible does that look?
The sad thing is it actually looks good. Like you can tell that this thing was about 80% done.
Yeah.
Well, from the outside.
Yeah, they just had to put in the glass and tidy it up a little bit. And look, there's paving there that looks pretty good. Just it's overgrown. Nobody seems to care.
Hey, Bo. Hey, Bo. Hey, Bo.
Right? So Alex Cage says that the scariest town to go to is Mikiesfontein. Again, abandoned.
I heard about that one.
There's no one who lives there. Some money is missing, Uncle Duncan's Shack says. You think? Yeah. Ah. Quite a lot of money. Rebellious Ruth reminding everybody to like and subscribe. Thank you very much, Ruth, because if you didn't remember, I wouldn't.
Oh, Batung. There's so many of these abandoned projects.
Yeah.
I was actually driving through, was it Benoni / Germiston? Like somewhere there.
Oh, yeah.
With my aunt and uncle. And there was a taxi rank that we saw that actually looked really good, but there was nobody at that taxi rank. The taxis weren't even going there. And it was down the road from that actual taxi rank.
Yeah.
So this was a new taxi rank that government started building. And it's state of the art. Even had bathrooms and buildings, and normal taxi ranks are just like just metal roofs and that's all you get. So I was really impressed by this taxi rank, but it was just abandoned because they didn't even complete the project. And it's in Benoni. I can't pinpoint exactly where, but I know Rondebult Road, somewhere there.
Okay.
When you're in that area. And it was just abandoned just like that. So apparently we have a lot of these projects that are just abandoned. And it's sad, man.
Well, just then Jared said, don't forget there's a haunted hospital in Kempton Park. I've heard about that.
That I saw on TikTok.
Yeah, that's
terrifying.
That is terrifying.
Terrifying.
I wouldn't go anywhere near it. Are you surprised that our communist government built a Soviet simulacrum? So they used to build these Potemkin villages. That's what they used to call them in Russia. It was like a perfect example of how society could be in utopia.
Yeah.
But they would be full of actors and it would be like a Hollywood set. It was nonsense. It was like there was a front and behind it was nothing.
Mm.
And that's essentially what so many of these projects look like. It's like, we're going to build, you remember Cyril, with his, we're going to build our city of the future.
I remember that.
The mega cities.
Yeah.
And the trade hubs and all of this stuff.
Where are they? Where are they hiding?
Still waiting. Mm-hmm. Nobody seems to know. Carl DeSantos says, I live in Ekurhuleni. It's slowly becoming a shithole. Were it not for community groups cutting the grass, maintaining the roads, etc., it would be even more derelict. Fuck the ANC and EFF. Well, the other ones that you've got to be angry with at the moment are Action SA. So apparently they backed the ANC with the budget yesterday. Herman Mashaba was all proud of himself. He's like, we are going to bring about what they've done is they've given the ANC the ability to raise more taxes.
Ish.
Yeah.
But then I saw Fikile saying that the 0.5% VAT increase is temporary and it'll go down once things are better.
I want to read you. I'm not going to be able to find it now and I'm not going to go and search for it. But that idiot Herman Mashaba was saying, Action SA has done a wonderful thing for the people of South Africa. Tax relief, he calls it. So instead of charging us, I don't know, 1 or 1.5% VAT, he's proud of the fact that it's only 0.5. That's not called tax relief. It's still a tax that we didn't have last year.
And it makes a very big difference.
It makes a huge difference. Everything is going to be more expensive. So don't try and market this to us as some kind of win. We're going to pay more for everything. How is that winning? You're basically screwing us. This is like your hand is going into our wallets and purses and taking money out. Don't try to market this to us as a big win. It's tax relief for South Africans. We're not as stupid as you think we are.
Remember, Garrett, these people are so disconnected from reality. They've lived so long now, not paying a single bill, not paying for fuel, not driving themselves around. They can't relate to an average South African. To them, that 0.5% is, 0.5% dies, whatever. It's whatever, guys. Yeah.
Correct.
But they don't, a part of me doesn't even expect them to relate to us. Because how can they when they don't pay for anything? You know, the day that government says, Bona, MPs and all these guys in government, in parliament, all of them, no more blue light brigade, mm-hmm. no more housing subsidies, whatever subsidies that they're getting.
And their kids must all go to public schools, and their kids must go to public hospitals.
That's the only way. Yeah. That's the only way. Their kids, their families, all those people must go, because any little cough in their household, they're the first to run to the most private hospital. They're flying out to Switzerland to go get medical checkups and stuff like that. So they should actually be subject to experiencing life as an average South African.
And if you want to be a politician, the money should be bad.
The money should be bad.
You shouldn't earn a lot of money, because actually you should be going into politics for out of a sense of duty and because you want to make it better.
Yes.
There's a bit of like do-gooder stuff going on there.
Yeah, you get money.
I've heard people saying you should pay them more because then they won't steal. I don't think that that's got to do with how much you have. Stealing doesn't come from having nothing. There are lots of poor people I know who would never steal. They're good people. There are lots of rich people I know who would steal. They're bad people. Mm. So it doesn't matter how much you have or how much you're paid. That kind of decency doesn't come with money.
But also one thing I've learned is a saying that I learned is that poor people want more. Rich people want to hold on to more. Mm. So the more you have, the more you want to hold on to it.
Sure.
That's why you hear stories about rich people avoiding tax. Also
because you know how hard you've worked for what you've
you
got.
You know.
Right?
Yeah.
So whether you're rich or poor, you don't want to lose.
You don't want to lose. Either way.
And this is why I'm pissed off about this tax increase. Because by going after, I mean, look, all tax is bad, right?
Yeah.
But by going after poor people, because that's what VAT increase will hit the hardest. The VAT increase is going to make it very, very difficult for poor people to be able to afford the kind of life that they already have, which is not great. Because living in this country and being poor is horrible. So now everything's going to be 0.5% more expensive. From the cheap things to the expensive things, it's all going to add up.
Yeah.
And this is basically because this government is rapacious. It wastes money. It steals money. There is fraud all over the system. Mm. And now who's going to pay for it? All of us. I got a message from my medical aid yesterday telling me, oh, just by the way, because of the VAT increase, we're upping our prices.
Oh, I got that as well from Discovery. Yeah. Mm. Oh, geez.
Like, all right. But I suppose that's how it works, right? You pass it down to the consumer.
Yeah.
That's how it happens. They're not going to take the hit for it. Why should they? So who ends up with the hit? You at the end of it, the one who has to pay. So the same thing goes for food, transport, everything. Mm. And they don't realize what a disaster this is. Our economy is not growing. This is going to set it back even more. Taxes, theft, plain and simple, and the ANC is stealing everyone blind. Yeah. And I think I have to give credit, just like I criticize them when they do bad things.
Mm.
But I was saying for a long time that the DA have lost their way, that they've screwed up. They screwed up on the Bella Act, the Expropriation Act, the NHI. This one, they've stood their ground. And it could mean that the government of national unity is no longer there.
Yeah.
But they're not supporting this new budget. And I don't think they should. So at least they've got principles, even if people like Herman Mashaba don't.
Yeah, I see that DA tweeted here. Action SA has done a deal with the ANC to pass a 1% VAT hike over the next 2 years.
1% over 2 years.
Okay, over 2 years, making life more expensive. The DA condemns this sellout tactic by Action SA, which has worked with the ANC to adopt the budget and has condemned South Africans to a higher cost of living.
So when everything gets more expensive, I want you to remember who to blame. Huh?
Hey.
I want you to remember who to punish at the polls.
Hey, 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 hey.
Because this is very cruel. This is cruel.
Yeah, it is.
There is only way that we could get our spending under control and actually have a budget that makes sense is by cutting government, by cutting costs, not by increasing VAT. When your life gets more expensive now, remember who to blame.
Yeah.
Medical expenses don't have VAT. Why does medical aid go up? Doesn't make sense. But all the services do. Hospital costs, all of that stuff does. So Mapelo, there's a cost implication there for everybody.
Yeah.
Eskom rates also go up today. Lee's reminding us. Okay. There's another thing you have to worry about.
Hey.
Think about it. The only government section that works is their money collecting section. Yeah. SARS.
Incredibly, yes.
Works very well.
Yo. I wish AI could just solve all these problems. I wish a government was just an AI. Just like one big AI bot.
Yeah, but they could also just stop spending money they don't have. You know, Mash, if you want to live an extravagant lifestyle, but you only have 20 grand in your account, then you're going to run out of extravagant lifestyle.
Very quickly.
Very quickly.
And I'll be forced to steal.
But if you're a government, it just seems that you keep on expenses go up and up and up, and you don't care about it. And even if income's not commensurate with that, you're like, I will just borrow money. So we owe, the average South African, I saw it the other day, owes, it's 120,000 rand.
Each of us.
If you take the deficit and you divide it by the population. Now we know.
Should you divide it by the population or by the working population?
No, the population. The whole population. If we did it just by the working population, we'd owe, I don't know,
like a million
6 or 7
each.
Million rand each. No, really.
That is ridiculous.
And that couldn't be paid back, right?
So
already, if you consider 120,000, I think it was somewhere around there. Ooh. So if everyone in the country, because of the mess our government have got us into financially, if we all owe 120,000, how many of us could actually pay that back tomorrow if we had to? No, no one.
Can any of us pay that back?
Very few. Very few. Even very rich people would find it hard to suddenly come up with 120.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Yes.
So think about that too.
What a tough spot we've been put in.
Yeah, exactly. And now they're just going to raise the interest on that. We have a perfect example from Argentina that we can copy, says JP. We need a Javier Milei. Couldn't agree more. There's a government that's actually getting it right. Mm-hmm. There's a president who knows what he's doing.
That's for the people.
Well, he got voted in, but he's got brains.
Exactly.
He's got ability. He's got skill. Yeah. That's why he's doing a better job. A great job. He's doing a great job. I mean, Trump is making some terrible decisions around tariffs at the moment, which even if you're a Trump fan and even if you want him to succeed, you have to admit these are not clever ideas. So
they're not the best.
He wants to just raise tariffs here and here and here and there. And all he's going to do is punish the American consumer.
Yeah,
so if you're an American citizen, you're going to be paying more for everything.
Paying more. Yeah.
Doesn't make sense.
Exactly.
Don't you want to be a popular president?
And America doesn't produce as much stuff as they might think they do.
No, everybody's looking at China.
Right? Yeah. China and Canada is most of their imports.
Most of the stuff you buy and I buy is probably from China.
Even the luxury stuff we buy is still made in China. Everything's made in China.
Everything.
It's
terrible, right?
We are into rubble, Gareth. Big, big trouble.
Okay, so let's talk about Apple, who are apparently also in big trouble.
Oh, they're in a lot of trouble.
So
at the
tell
moment.
Me what this is all about.
A lot of. I'm so angry just talking about this.
Okay, go.
So last year at WWDC and at the launch of the iPhone 16, Apple announced the new feature, Apple Intelligence.
Yeah.
Which is basically Apple's answer to Google and Google Gemini.
Right.
Which is Google's Android AI intelligence.
Yeah, I was quite excited about Apple Intelligence when it came out. In fact, I tried the beta version of it when it came out. And in fact, Timothy Maurice told me, you got to try this out. What it does on my phone is it can summarize emails and that kind of thing. But that's about it.
Does it summarize the emails even well?
It can take a paragraph like that and make it like that. I don't know if it's doing it very well.
Oh yeah, in the actual email app, yes, that actually works quite well. But your notification summaries don't work very well.
No.
In fact, I'd say about 90% of the features that they announced don't work.
Really?
And they actually were forced to pull down an advert of theirs, which I looked for because I wanted the guys to play the advert as well here on the show. It's nowhere to be found. The advert is gone. So I can explain what the advert was.
Okay, go.
It was a woman walking into some sort of function, and then she sees a guy that she met with a couple of months back. But now she forgot this guy's name. And she was with him for like a whole hour. First of all, if you're meeting someone for a whole hour and you forget their name, then
they're not that important.
They're not that important to you, number one. And what she does is, this was obviously calendarized and there was some sort of email interaction. She just asks Siri on her phone and she says, "Hi, who did I meet with again at Cafe Grenelle a few months ago?" And the phone goes like, oh, you met with Zach at Cafe Grenelle. Mm-hmm. And yeah, they're showing this powerful feature. Like, wow,
yeah, that
I
would,
can remember
that
people.
That would be useful.
That would be useful.
Right.
Yeah, if you don't remember people and all that. So also, if you're in businesses where like you're meeting a lot of people all the time, it's very difficult to remember all these people. They're not significant in your life as yet. So it makes sense to me. And I liked the feature. And that's why I went and got the phone as well. Because I was like, oh, yeah, it's going to make life so much easier. Oh, I can never remember all these people.
I can imagine that would be one of the most useful things that a phone could do, right?
Yes.
But it's obviously not true.
None of it is true. None of it works. In fact, as of March, Siri couldn't even tell you what date it was. She couldn't even tell you what date it was. None of the promised features are active. The writing tools is kind of pathetic. I'd rather use ChatGPT to summarize my text instead of using the built-in writing tools.
Hey, wait. Hey, Siri. What's the date? It's Wednesday, April 2nd, 2025.
Yeah, they got fixed with a bug fix in March.
Only
they
went in March.
Viral, and they were like,
that's
whoa.
Unbelievable.
Why can't Siri tell the date? It can't do anything. Like, in fact, Siri got worse. So I was able to do my currency translations with Siri, my currency conversions.
Yeah.
So I'd ask Siri, actually, let me take my phone off silent so you guys can hear this. So I'd ask Siri, hey Siri, what is $500 in rands? She's saying, do you want me to use ChatGPT to answer that?
Oh, how embarrassing.
On my old phone, it just answered.
Yeah.
It's getting worse. It literally is getting
worse. So you're very angry with Apple about this.
I am very, very furious with Apple because it actually feels like a downgrade. It definitely feels like a downgrade. So they're in big trouble.
It does.
And also Apple's head of Siri actually announced that, look, we're going to be reworking this thing from the ground up.
Oh, so they're kind of abandoning current architecture, wireframing,
all
of that shit, and they're going to start again.
They're starting from scratch.
That's a big come down.
Especially when you consider that the iPhone 16 is being marketed on these features.
Right.
That's the whole premise.
Because, let's be fair, I saw someone the other day who had an iPhone 11. Okay?
Yeah.
And not that much has changed.
Not much.
They've changed a little bit. But if you ask me, I would need to check on my phone what kind this is, because I don't actually know.
Yeah.
It's a 15 Pro. Okay.
Yes.
But I don't know that the 16 is that much better.
It's not.
You've got it.
Yeah.
And it's not.
There's nothing. In fact, all the features that they've promised, none of them are here.
Yeah.
None. If any of them are here, it's about 10% of the features promised. And
so who's doing cool stuff in tech at the moment? Maybe we should get up. Remember we used to have Gadget Girl, Claire. She was she was cool.
I like
maybe
Claire.
Get her in and let her tell us what's going. Because it seems to me like everybody's a bit stuck.
The thing is with AI is that because remember Apple has always been one company that has always adopted things last because they wanted to
do
they
used to be
in
the very
else.
Beginning they were first.
Yeah.
They quickly slipped after.
Yeah. But now it's a case of AI just came out of the blue, Gareth.
Yeah.
AI starts with the chat. Remember 2 years ago, actually 3 years ago, AI wasn't that much of a thing. Just 3 years ago. Now it just came and has taken over. Google has now taken over with their Gemini, Microsoft with Copilot. They're integrating the stuff into everything that they utilize.
You found the Apple ad?
Yeah,
let's play it because I think people need to see this. This is the ad that drove Mashiani mad. This is the ad that pissed him off, okay? Because don't for a minute think that advertising isn't powerful. It can be hugely powerful.
Yeah.
And if you do it properly and you don't under-promise and, over-promise and under-deliver, then people will be happy and don't lie.
Yeah.
Don't lie. Don't tell people that this app will help you remember who you had coffee with 3 months ago and remember their name. Lies.
Eesh.
Okay, take a look.
Siri, what's the name of the guy I had a meeting with a couple of months ago at Cafe Grenelle?
You met Zach Wingate at Cafe Grenelle.
Hey.
Zach.
Wow, I didn't think you'd remember me.
Yeah, of course. As soon as I saw you, I'm like, it's Zach. Nobody walks like Zach.
I am genius. Yo, That's a big promise.
That is a huge promise. And that is literally why I got the phone, because I was like, oh, yes, I'm so forgetful. I'm a very forgetful individual, and I'm glad that I'm self-aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I was like, oh, this new series is going to make life so much easier, because I keep meeting people whose names I keep forgetting, and it's going to make life so much easier. Only, wah, wah, none of it exists. You buy the product, none of it is there.
Well, I'd like to ask anyone who's in the audience, you know, one of the advantages we have of being a podcast but also a live show is that we can actually ask a question and you can answer it, because we've got very smart people who listen to and watch us live on the show. So here, for example, is Christian. He says, operators for AI is going to change things. ChatGPT operator will go out on the web and run a task for you with commands. That's cool. That does sound very exciting. So it's basically going to release it from its chains and let it go out and use the web. Because you still have to give permission for a lot of stuff on ChatGPT, which is frustrating.
You just reminded me, the new Mercedes actually announced a new vehicle, the new CLA, with ChatGPT built in. This car answers any question you have using ChatGPT. But because it's so tightly baked into the OS, it has an operator as well. It doesn't ask for permission, and it just automatically, it's just linked.
So you're driving along and you want to know what the capital of Mongolia is.
Yeah.
It'll just tell you.
Yeah. You're like, what's the capital of Mongolia, Mongadishu?
Yeah, because that's the kind of thing I often want to know. It's like, what's the capital of Mongolia? That's what I do. That's what I need in the car. Bitcoin Butt says, I'm up for a new phone, but iPhone really isn't wowing me after using it for 3 years. Wearable devices will probably be the next generation of tech, says Hugh. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, like, watches and things have certainly taken off. But all of that crap about, like, smart clothing that can read all of your information all the time, I don't know if that's really useful. Asian brands, the way forward for phones, Samsung, Huawei.
Absolutely.
My bro likes the new iPhone's camera, but overall he's disappointed in the product, says Dave.
Yeah.
Claire is doing big things in the UK now. She moved there about 4 years ago, says Mapelo. So that's where Gadget Girl is. Jethro says, I bought a new City Golf Chico in the 90s for a price of an iPhone today. The world has gone mad.
Also, these things have gotten car. Too expensive.
Huh? I brought a brand new City Golf Chico. I mean, that's phenomenal.
Sure.
Manus AI is doing proper AI agent functions that can do amazing things. Try it out. That's Manus, M-A-N-U.
Manus.
Yeah.
Check that out.
We learned about Agnetic AI. ChatGPT is a chatbot. Agents perform actions for you. MCPs are like plugins to focus on specific tasks.
Okay. I know with agents as well, you can also set parameters for it. Agents come in, for example, in our organization, we use Copilot agents.
Okay.
So for HR, we have a Copilot agent for HR, meaning that we just load the HR policy into that agent. We give it limitations that we don't access the internet, only reference these policies. And any questions anybody has for HR, send an email. The agent responds based on what's in the HR policy. If it's something that's not in there, if you're just asking bollocks, then it's going to say, I don't have capacity to answer that. Sorry, ask me something more relevant.
So HR is now being...
Slowly but surely.
That's good. That's
Everybody's being replaced, Gareth. Everybody. HR is not even going to survive this.
Johan says in the comments, Grok is my go-to at the moment. Have you seen the unhinged setting? It's crazy funny. I've got to be honest with you. I have to try that out.
Yeah.
So do you try it within the X app, or do you actually download Grok as a separate app?
It's in the X app.
Okay, yeah. So, I mean, that's where you would use it.
Yeah. I've never actually used Grok. Hey? I sometimes accidentally touch the tab when I'm like watching Twitter porn. I mean, when I'm on Twitter watching other stuff. But I've never actually...
Watching other stuff, he says, casually. Yes, sis. Do you guys know what that means, Flex? Yeah, James, you know what that means. Yeah, Twitter stuff. Yeah, what kind of stuff, Mash? Grok keeps listening even when I've locked my phone. It's terrifying.
Oh,
it
geez,
asked me
nice.
If it wants, if I wanted to keep listening. Oh my God.
That's weird.
Ooh, I don't know if I like that. Jagger says, something I have covered on my YouTube channel Web UI and Manus AI are the AI plugins and models that will control your own browser and execute tasks from ordering on Uber Eats to building no-code software.
Oh, that's amazing. Mm.
There are definitely moves being made. We're just probably not aware of them from a consumer point of view.
Yes.
If you're on the developer side of things, it sounds like there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
But I do think it would be really helpful if we got some major upgrade at some point, whether it's the batteries, not just the cameras. I don't need a 7,000 megapixel. I just don't need it.
I don't need to see my pose in that much definition.
No, hell no. I made a video yesterday for somebody of like a business pitch thing.
Yeah.
And I just recorded it on an old phone.
Uh-huh.
It was like the generation before this one. And because I was reading this one for the script, right?
Yeah.
And when I finished recording it, it took a long time to render, not because the phone was slow or anything else, but because the camera quality was so high that it was unnecessary. That video wasn't going to be broadcast on the
sphere.
In the sphere in Vegas?
Yeah.
Exactly. So what do we need so many fucking millions of pixels for?
I have a friend who's actually like, no, I like recording on my phone because he uses a, I think it's S25 or something.
Yeah.
It can do 8K recording, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. And he's like, yeah, no, I only record in 8K because I'm trying to like future-proof myself. Because remember, like back when we're using those, cathode TVs and stuff like that, I started recording my videos in HD because I knew that one day HD will take over. So I'm just trying to future-proof myself. And I'm like, yeah, but I mean, what's the difference between 4K, 8K?
No,
you can't even see it. I've seen two screens side by side. No. You cannot see it.
Listen, the human eye can only discern at a distance a certain number of details. And even people with excellent vision or people who don't have excellent vision with glasses on, I'm not going to see the difference between 8K and 4K. Aye. So just stop with the cameras, all right? We've had enough. All right, and we've actually spoken about all kinds of stuff. Fat people, tech, AI, travel, holidays, skiing. It's all happening this morning.
It's thanks, full Mash. Circle, hey?
Yeah, and even we managed to get you and your Dubai guy who wants to pay you money to do all kinds of dastardly things.
Ah.
It's all happening, man.
$10,000, y'all.
Yeah, well, I don't see why not.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, everybody. We will see you on Friday, bright and early at 6 a.m. for a nice weekend show. And don't forget, this month is full of holidays. So make sure you know what your calendar looks like and don't go, oh, is it a public holiday today? First one, I think, is Good Friday.
Yes.
Like the 18th.
Yes, it is.
So pay attention and we will see you on Friday. Have an awesome day.
Ciao.
Olen niin onneton taas mun nainen jättänyt on sos. Nainen jätti taas mun, mä huudan sos. Miten tästä toivun, mä huudan sos. Kyllästyt elämään, eikö toivoa on missään. Nyt olkoon määränpäänä ennen koi, saan siellä seurauta ennen koi.